I see you're wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, actually coming from Columbus, Ohio this morning. I spoke last night to the South Central Ohio Minority Supplier Development Council. Darrell Peel is the leader. Of course, Mayor Michael Coleman of Columbus, the longest serving big mayor in America. Didn't know that. Of a major city. So everybody here says hello. And so I had a great time last night with them. Well, they're not having a great time, Tom, is the Obama White House. Benghazi, IRS, AP phone records, Associated Press. Man, you talk about lots of drama. If you are Jay Carney, you need a drink after every White House press briefing lately. But what's really happening? What is real? What isn't? We turn to the ranking member, ranking Democrat on the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform in the House, Congressman Elijah Cummings. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Let's jump right to it. I want to first, though, deal with the IRS. That's getting a lot more steam in terms of the IRS allegedly investigating, well, not allegedly, they admit it, investigating conservative groups. You gave an interview yesterday where you said there very well could be criminal wrongdoing here.
Yeah, that possibly could. It seems like the IRS, some civil servants, stepped over their bounds. Keep in mind that with the IRS, you only have two people that are political appointments, and the rest are civil servants. And in the Cincinnati office, it appears from the report that some folks decided that they wanted to target certain organizations, conservative organizations, with, say, the name Tea Party in their title, to when these folks applied for exemptions, they wanted to make sure that they could give them more scrutiny. Now, in a sense, that might have been a good thing, because after Citizens United, that opened a floodgate for organizations to call themselves more or less civil, you know, service type, community service type organizations, and therefore they would not have to pay any taxes. But a lot of these organizations, like those run by Karl Rove, were actually doing political activities, and if the IRS were to determine that they were a political organization, they would have to pay taxes. So there's a big deal there, but still, clearly some regulations have been violated and some folks have been targeted, and we all should be concerned.
But I got to ask you, first of all, the IRS is an independent group. You said those are civil servants. So
that's right.
The president can't order folks to be fired, and so really his hands are somewhat tied. And so how do you deal with that?
His hands are very much tied. And I think basically they would, if they found that there are folks that have violated the law or violated the regulations, I think they'll find some kind of way to request that they move out of those particular positions for the time being. But you're right, Roland. And I want to emphasize that from everything, the report that came out yesterday made it clear that the president and the White House, I had absolutely nothing to do with this. But the Republicans, as you said in the beginning of your statement here, have basically looking at three different major issues, and they feel as if they can now put the screws to the president. They've got one-third of all the congressional committees, and that's a lot of people, looking at these issues with regard to the president. And so it's a tough time, but I believe that he'll weather this storm.
Benghazi, I mean, that's even continuing to go on. And you even have Democrats who are saying that frankly, the White House has been dancing around questions. And so where are we even going with that?
Well, one of the problems is last week, of course, we had three witnesses to come in who were whistleblowers. And these folks claim that we could have gotten, the military could have gotten, could have scrambled some jets over Benghazi the night of this incident and perhaps could have saved some lives. As you know, we had four of our members of our diplomatic corps to be killed, one of them being the ambassador. Well, the military has said that it was absolutely impossible. In other words, they were not in a position to get these type of aircraft over Benghazi. And even if they were close enough to get there within 2 hours, they still needed to have certain plans, and then they had to refuel these. They have a refueling station. All of that was impossible. But basically what we've done, this has been what the Republicans have done, is they have presented just one side of it. They called just about everybody a liar, the head of the CIA, the head of the military, and the head of the organization, the independent review board, that looked over these incidents. And what we've said to them, I said, please bring in these folks who are the head of the CIA, the military, and the review board, so that the public can hear their side, too, after they've been called liars and people who cover up. But the Republicans now refuse to do that. They refuse to do it, Roland, because they know that they have not been completely honest with the American people. So we're going to have to keep pressing on that.
Congressman, the Republicans have said from the start that they'll do anything to stop the president, to embarrass the president. These two incidents, Benghazi, the attacks, is this really that big a deal? Aren't there other issues that we could be that you could be dealing with?
No doubt about it. We need to be dealing with jobs.
Yeah.
You know, are we still going through a sequester as well?
Yeah. We've got 820,000 DOD employees, Department of Defense employees, are being announced that they will be furloughed yesterday.
Yeah.
We've got, in our community, African-American community, the unemployment rate is 13.6. And the America is suffering. We also need to be dealing with our infrastructure. You know, we need to be dealing with that. Now they're trying to also take apart the Affordable Care Act. They call it Obamacare.
Right.
We do absolutely nothing now in Washington except attack the President of the United States.
That's what I'm saying.
And again, this stuff is so obvious. The other piece of this is that they want to do, I think, as much damage to Hillary Clinton as they possibly can.
In advance,
because they see her as being possibly the next Democratic candidate for president.
And that's what Benghazi is really all about.
That's what it's all about.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, between the Republicans and then the press ticked off over the AP phone records, you've got blood in the water and the sharks are swimming
around
exactly
the White House. Right. That's exactly right.
Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Man.
It's rough.
We see what
brother.
They're doing. It's just a question of making other people see the light and make them stop it. Stop that right now.